Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, I thought we'd talk about hormones. A lot of reference out there to hormones and to moods and mood swings, ups and downs. Our hormones are off. And the teenagers, their hormones are off. The pregnant women, the hormones are off. Well, there's a little bit more to that than just having our hormones relating to our moods. It has to do with our endocrine system and its temperament control. And it's going to help us balance out within our body's systems too. Hormones help with a lot of things. They help regulate our growth and our libido and our reproductive system, our metabolism, and our mood. So those things are all has to do with our hormones. And when the chemical messengers get imbalanced, this is when our hormones start to take effect and we start maybe gaining too much weight, losing weight. We're having highs and lows and our mental issues. And so we can experience a whole lot of health and problems. Maybe they could be real subtle, like irritability or poor digestion and weight gain, like I said. Or it could become persistent problems that become very frustrating and ultimately disheartening as we try to find cures, and the cures that fail, that try to help us feel better. And so what we want to do today is we want to talk about what is going to help us feel better and help us improve our natural moods and balance our hormones and simultaneously improve other aspects of our health from balancing out our hormones. What about cutting out our vegetable oils? A lot of us like fried foods. A lot of us use unhealthy oils to fry our foods in. And our body needs a balance of saturated fats and monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. And these are our building blocks to create our healthy cells. But if we have an overabundance of fats that we find in maybe our peanuts and our soybean oils and our margarine, this is going to start having nasty effects on our health. And it's going to start causing havoc in our hormone imbalance. And so what we want to do is maybe let's try to get rid of a lot of the vegetable oils if we can. And if we are going to use vegetable oils, let's use virgin olive oil or let's use the coconut oil. And we can use that for a lot of things with our cooking and our salads and our baking. And so we want our body to absorb the suitable fats. And so we're going to watch our vegetable oil intake. Avocado oil and real butter is excellent too. And so those are kind of our alternatives to cook with. And our daily dose of coconut oil. You may have heard our other program about coconut oil. It's fantastic for our bodies. It just has a huge amount of triglycerides in our body, and that helps our body maintain healthy weight by increasing our metabolism and our energy levels. And when we exercise and our energy levels are boosted, so is our mental state, and our ability to perform day-to-day tasks are more positive. And once we get our positive, productive day done, then that's going to leave us more free time for our fun activities and our relaxation and our sleep. And so all of these things, our activities, our relaxation, our sleep, it's all going to help us with our happiness and our well-being. How about magnesium? We know there's a lot of magnesium in bananas, and we know that sometimes our moods are down. If our magnesium's not up, we feel a little down and a little sad, maybe a little irritable more than normal. Magnesium helps with our digestive tract to absorb proteins and fats and the production of healthy hormones. And so magnesium is a precursor to the production of serotonin. And the serotonin is the stuff that makes us happy. And if it's out of whack, that's when we feel depressed. And that's kind of when we get our winter blues too, because we haven't had a lot of the sun. We don't have a lot of the sun in the winter up in northern Minnesota. And so magnesium is excellent for that. And that's going to help us with our hormones and feeling positive and healthy. And our vitamin D intake, that too. We need a little bit extra supplement in the wintertime if we live in northern Minnesota, because we don't get a lot of that vitamin D. And as we get older, too, we're going to need a little bit more of these supplements because we don't play outside as much as we do when we were a kid, or maybe even our 20s, even, you know, out there skiing on the slopes. And a lot of us are still active, but a lot of us kind of are inactive. And so vitamin D is going to help with our hormones. And vitamin D is naturally produced by the photochemical reaction that occurs in the skin when we're exposed to the sunlight. And it also comes with some of our greeny vegetables. And so what we need is our vitamin D binds to a carrier protein that's presented in the blood, then travels through the circulatory system to the various organs like the brain, the heart, the reproductive organs, the bones, the kidneys, etc. You know, goes right through our whole body. And it's going to help with the immune system and the neuromuscular systems and our hormone production. So vitamin D is a huge boost for our bodies that we really need. And exercising outdoors when you can is really going to boost that for us, and get a little bit more sun as much as we can, and eat your green vegetables as much as you can. Avoiding toxins. Well, gosh, what are those, right? Well, toxins are our sugars, our caffeine, our salt, kind of all the stuff that we like to put on our in our bodies that aren't as healthy for us as our teas and our waters. And, you know, even some of our teas have caffeine, so it's all just a matter of balance. So we're going to avoid some of our toxins, and maybe even the toxins that are in our household cleaners and our pesticides. And we're going to get rid of those too, because there's a lot of natural remedies out there for household cleaning and for pesticides. And so we want to avoid those, and maybe we want to avoid cooking with linoleum, and we want to try not to keep our stuff in a lot of plastic containers. Swap out your old plastic storage for new ones if you can, or use glass. And so we're going to replace our ammonia and our bleach with our natural cleaners. And so try to avoid some toxins that are in our life that we just have in our life and we just take it for granted and we don't even realize that they're toxins. And cutting out the caffeine. I know I said that earlier, but if you're willing to cut it out, great for you, but maybe limit it from your diet and just try to avoid caffeinated sodas and caffeinated teas, and help your body just jump back in and the hormones can get balanced out. And if you drink a lot of tea, coffee with caffeine, then kind of cut back slowly if you can. And black tea or gunpowder tea also has caffeine in it, so just kind of cut back with some of your stuff. Even if you just did one less cup of coffee per day, you may even have a positive impact on your hormone health. And you may see that you're just feeling a little bit better and you're not as irritable or agitated. Make sure you get enough sleep out there and exercise wisely. Get your leptins in balance in order. That nighttime snacking, we don't want to do those. And fight the urge to snack. Instead, try some small balanced meals timed out about 4 hours apart. And this is going to recondition your body to a healthy eating schedule. And drinking a lot of water and teas is going to help when you get the munchies. Because sometimes we don't really... we're not hungry, we just got the munchies. So go for some unprocessed produce and meats that are high in protein, like the healthy fats like salmon, tuna, grass-fed beef, olives, avocados, and eggs. And so get those in there and get your proper leptins all balanced out and get your body in order. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.